Good day and welcome to all Sokala Duma readers and listeners. The following is a reading from issue number 1169 of the Sokala Duma newspaper. Physical copies of the paper will not be printed this week, but we do have a digital version of the paper available on Maxter.com. If you head over to sokaladuma.co.za, at the top of the page, you'll find a tab that says Buy SL Online. If you click that link, you'll find a step-by-step guide on how to sign up and read the digital copy.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Now that that's out of the way, let's have a look at today's leading story. Ntsangase at Chiefs, a dream move turns into a nightmare. In Sipilele Ntsangase's first full season at Kaizer Chiefs, he became a regular in the side under Giovanni Solinas. With George Maluleka starting the season with an injury, the Italian had to find a partner within the squad for Willard Katsande in his preferred 4-4-2 shape. With no rule for a number 10 in that formation, Ntsangase had no option but to be converted into a deeper role. He gave a superb performance as a genuine central midfielder in an early three-season MTN 8 win over Free State Stars, winning man of the match, and having a big hand in goals scored by Dumisani Zuma and Leonardo Castro. Solinas explained after the game that he would be converting Stash into a new position, saying, quote, "I think Ntsangase can play as a midfielder next to Katsande, not just as a number 10. I know he is an offensive midfielder, but I want to convert him. He must play close to Katsande. I have said to him that he must please help in the defensive phase as well and drop 20 meters so that we can have two holding midfielders. It needs to improve because sometimes he likes to move forward. It can leave Katsande playing in a big space, and in the middle, we don't have the situation under control. But I hope this player understands the role and improves in it, because in my opinion, Ntsangase has the quality to play as a midfielder," end quote. The player certainly started the campaign well in that position, and there was plenty of talk of a recall to the Bafana Bafana setup under Stuart Baxter. Solinas was a massive fan of the player and felt he had seen an improvement in his understanding of his new position. When asked about his chance of an international call-up, the coach said, quote, "He is fantastic on the ball. He has improved defensively. He is now a box-to-box midfielder," end quote. However, as teams began to analyze Amakosi's setup and style of play, so they began to cause Ntsangase real problems defensively. They looked for their midfielders to test his willingness to track runners and also tested his fitness levels late in the match. Two clear examples stood out where he could be said to have cost Chiefs a goal. Chiefs versus Bloemfontein Celtic, 29th of August 2018. In this game, Chiefs threw away a 2-0 lead as an equalizer from Ndumiso Mabena leveled matters. Although there are a few errors, including Daniel Cardoso giving the attacker too much room, the goal came after Stash's loose ball inside his own half. Even in the lead-up to Celtic's opener in that game, the midfielder failed to pick up a second ball, a crucial and underrated quality required for a central midfielder. Something concerning after the game was the insinuation from his teammate Leonardo Castro that Ntsangase had run out of energy and should have been taken off for a specialist defensive midfielder. The Colombian striker told the media, quote, "We were leading the game, so we are supposed to read and close the game, but sometimes this is the coach's role. He needs to help us. We were leading the game and I think another midfielder could have been brought on, like Wiseman Meiwa, to give someone like Sipelele Ntsangase time to recover for the next game. Maybe that could have worked." Chiefs versus Black Leopards, 21st of October 2018. For this goal, Leopards scored after a basic long ball downfield. Lidoda Duva picked up the second ball and Patutse Zonange spotted a chance to make a forward run. At the start of the move, Ntsangase was alongside his opponent, but he lets him run free and Nange runs at the Chiefs' defense and smashes in a shot from the edge of the box. For this goal, Stash has simply not fulfilled his duties as a midfielder, and the Leopards man is too athletic and too hungry for Amakosi's midfielder to keep up. These struggles defensively were not surprising as even the player himself admitted a few months earlier, after struggling to get game time upon joining the club, that Steve Compella needed to see improvement without the ball. He's quoted as saying, "He, Compella, wants me to be a complete player. One who can defend and attack. I think one of the things that lacks for me is defending," end quote. After starting 10 of the first 11 league matches under Solinas, the Italian decided to drop him and recall Maluleka, saying he needed a pit bull in midfield instead of Stash. After the appointment of Middendorp, Ntsangase still appeared to be in the coach's plans initially. For his first game in charge, a 1-0 win against SuperSport United, the German coach started Ntsangase in midfield. However, he was used on the right of a midfield diamond, a notoriously demanding role physically and tactically, and he struggled to both defend centrally and have the engine to track Onesimo Basera's bursts forward. Ntsangase was substituted at half-time, but the coach has to take some blame for selecting him in such an unsuitable position. The player was dropped after that match and didn't start again for 6 weeks, until an unlucky 1-0 defeat to Cape Town City. Chiefs dominated that match, but saw a Virgil Fries howler cost them at least a point, but Ntsangase got 90 minutes alongside Katsande in a deeper midfield role in a 3-5-2 formation. Although the citizens got a handle on him in the second half, the first period by Ntsangase in that match was excellent. Every time he got the ball, he looked to play penetrative through balls to Kama Biliat and Bernard Parker in attack. One of his famous champagne passes sent Biliat through on goal, but Peter Leeuwenberg came to the rescue. Later, Ntsangase sent Hendrik Eksteen through on goal. He then squared a pass for Biliat, but the Zimbabwean missed a sitter. With 3 tackles won and 4 successful ground duels, he had also put himself about defensively. Despite that, he was dropped for the subsequent game, a Soweto derby against Orlando Pirates, before returning for the next encounter against Polokwane City. His performance that day was pretty average, but his punishment after those 90 minutes was that he barely featured again. In the final 9 league matches, he got just 1 outing as a substitute and didn't even make the 18-man squad for the Nedbank Cup final, as Amakhosi were dominated in midfield by unfancied TS Galaxy. One big positive that Stash has in his favour is that Biliat thrives on his champagne passes. In the Amakhosi squad last season, Ntsangase made the 2nd most passes per 90 minutes in the whole squad, and impressively created the most chances per 90 minutes of football he played, setting up 2.3 chances on average for his teammates. In February of 2019, Biliat admitted that he is missing his relationship on the pitch with Ntsangase amid a goal-scoring drought for the Zimbabwean in front of goal. He revealed, quote, "I've got a great understanding with Ntsangase. I don't know. Maybe because we talk a lot. I believe we work together differently. He does work for me every time. The way you like balls to be passed to you is the same way another player expects from you. So it starts with me putting someone through with nice passes and I expect the same in return." End quote. During the course of last season, Ntsangase set up 14 shooting chances for Biliat, as they proved the most effective and regular combination in the Amakhosi squad. Biliat scored 4 league goals with Ntsangase in the side, and after he was largely dropped from the plans, it saw the Zimbabwean hit a 12-game drought without scoring a league goal. Since Middendorp took over and barely selected Ntsangase, Biliat has played 25 league games under the German and scored just 2 goals without his partner in crime. One perfect example of the duo's chemistry came in the CAF Confederation Cup defeat last season to ZESCO United. Middendorp brought Stash on as a substitute for 30 minutes and he proceeded to assist a goal for Biliat with a sublime ball over the top. Arguably, no one else in the Chiefs squad can play a killer through ball like Ntsangase can. However, in September of 2019, when asked about whether the midfielder would come back into the frame at Chiefs, Middendorp decided against diplomacy and showed his frustration at constantly being asked about a player who never plays, and one he simply does not rate or trust. The German coach did not hold back as he said, quote, "Honestly, at the moment, I don't see him competing for the first 11. I think we have seen him several times. I hope he will come in a certain direction. He likes always another pass, another pass, another pass. Football is about scoring, and football is about finalizing something. There are certain elements he has to change. It looks very nice. It's entertaining, but sorry, we want to see results." End quote. So where to next? Firstly, Baroka FC. If Baha has stayed in the APSA Premiership, then a move for their former midfielder could make sense. They are generally a team that likes to play a passing game, and after the departure of their main creative midfielder and assist provider, Mduduzi Mdantsane, Baroka could do with a direct replacement. With workhorses in midfield like Goodman Mosele and Manuel Kambala to do the donkey work, that would free Stash up to play as a number 10 in a free role. The big question is whether a struggling team can afford to carry a player like that, and whether the club would be able to afford his salary demands. Black Leopards. Another possible option would be a return to the club he served in the National First Division, Leopards, if they can avoid relegation from the top flight. At Lidoda Duva, he would have to compete with Mogako Lodi Ngele for the number 10 position, or otherwise could replace Tswarelo Bereng in a deeper role, with the latter said to be on the verge of an exit at the end of his current contract. This is a move that would make sense for the club and for the player. Bidvest Wits. At the beginning of the 2016-17 season, the Clever Boys were being strongly linked with a move for Ntsangase with a significant transfer fee mooted. Wits' then CEO, Jose Ferreira, denied the rumors, saying, quote, "We have not made a bid of 2.5 million rand, or any other amount for that matter, for the services of Ntsangase. Is there any interest? There's always interest, like with many good players," end quote. However, one club that would not suit the playmaker is Wits, where Gavin Hunt demands high defensive work rate from his midfielders and also prefers a percentage game without risk-taking in trying to play out from the back. Both of those factors means that Stash is not suited to succeeding at Wits. Perhaps an outside bet could be a move to Chippa United, where Ntsangase would thrive in Rulani Mokoena's game model. In summary, looking at all these factors, from Ntsangase's performances when given a chance at Chiefs, to the club's history of freezing out talented players, to Middendorp's psychological games to motivate his squad, we see plenty of factors for Stash being out of the picture. However, whilst him not being a regular starter is perhaps understandable, for him not to be in the matchday squad at all shows how this has perhaps become a personal issue between the player and the coach. His passing ability could still be a useful weapon, especially to bring Biliat out of his slump, and it appears self-defeating for Middendorp not to involve the player at all. It has also become a stick for the fans to beat him with, as he is very popular with the Amakosi faithful. As long as Middendorp remains at Chief, Ntsangase is not likely to have any sort of game time or minutes in the first team, and it would therefore be in the best interests of his career to depart the club. If the coach were to leave Naturena, then there may be a chance to impress his successor, but that could all be a moot point with Ntsangase's contract expiring soon and Middendorp likely to remain at Chiefs for at least another season. As has been evident with Olu, Buchanan and Godinho, amongst others, there is no reason why Ntsangase can't show Chiefs and Middendorp that they were wrong not to give him a genuine chance at the club. Thank you very much for tuning in to Soccer La Duma Radio. For those of you wondering, the reason why we are doing these articles in this format is because we know that a lot of you won't be able to go outside and pick up physical copies of the newspaper due to the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown it has caused. And so for that reason, you can find us here on Soccer La Duma Radio, Spotify, Apple, or Google Play to find readings of all of your favorite articles, interviews, and editors' columns. So make sure to stay tuned. You'll still get all of the same content, even if you can't pick up the paper. Cheers.